Paul Pogge is with Carolina Athletics as the Associate Athletic Director. He's been with UNC since 2012. Among his many roles, he oversees risk management, contracts, and works with UNC's agent and advisor program. And he joins us now here in the studio to chat about that. Paul, thanks for being with us today.
You're happy to do it. Thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
So signing day is coming up. Student athletes and their new opportunities in Chapel Hill are on our minds, but you're thinking about what happens with them in 4 years. So how does the department help athletes prepare over those 4 years for their next step beyond?
Well, you alluded to signing day. It's really exciting to see the best and brightest from around the country come to Chapel Hill. It's a great opportunity for them to come get a great education and compete for for national championships with some of the best coaches in the country as well. So we're thrilled to welcome new people to Chapel Hill every time they come in. You're right, we do look to the future, though, and everything we do tries to focus on providing a great experience for our student athletes while they're in Chapel Hill. And part of that is making sure they're positioned for long-term success after they leave. So in my role in working with football players to help them transition to the NFL when they leave Chapel Hill, ultimately after their junior or senior year, we really start towards the back end of their career and make sure they're educated about the process, all the different nuances that go into transitioning to professional football, and then help them ask the right questions and collect information so they can make educated decisions about the people they surround themselves with in a professional capacity at the right time.
What are some of the right questions to ask?
Well, I think given all the money involved in professional athletics, you want people who are competent from the fiscal side of things, mm-hmm. and then also understand some of the legal ramifications with contracts and different things of that nature. So I think you start by screening just basic background information about people that want to interview with the student athletes and help them understand their personal and professional history to the extent that we're able to gather information on them. And then from there, we'll ask about their approach, how they handle finances, how they handle contract negotiations. And then there's a lot of different pieces in the preparation for the NFL draft and the combine and everything that goes into that.
So you're saying we there, that means that you and your staff get involved with this in this conversation as well.
Well, we'll literally sit with the student athletes on the football side and ask questions of these agents and advisors who come in to interview with them and help them gather information, make sure they're not overlooking details that are important in their considerations of who they're going to sign with ultimately when they're done playing at Chapel Hill. So it's a really robust process with a lot of different steps, and we want to make sure that they're prepared for everything when they walk out of Chapel Hill.
Speaking with Paul Pogge, Associate Athletic Director, you've been with Carolina since 2012. We've been through a lot in those 6-plus years. So what has changed in terms of your role and in terms of this conversation that students have to have with potential agents?
Well, the structure that we put in place in the agent and advisor program is much more thorough now, and it's rigorous. A lot of schools just do one agent day where they bring agents in. It's almost like speed dating in a sense where the agents go around and quickly interview with players, and then the players decide who they're going to sign with when they're done playing. We don't feel that that's the most prudent approach and the best way to serve our student athletes in terms of helping them get information to truly make educated decisions about who they want to entrust their careers and their money to.
It's also true of speed dating, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't know, but it's much more thorough. We encourage the communication as long as it takes place within a structure with agents who are registered with the state per state law and registered with the school that we vet using our resources. And we'll help the student athletes and their families every step of the way to the extent they want us to do that.
I don't want to ask about horror stories, but what could happen if this process isn't done right?
Well, I think it can go south quickly in a couple different ways. One is for the player themselves. Mm-hmm. And we unfortunately have seen a lot of examples of that at the professional level where athletes have entrusted their careers or their money to people who didn't steward them appropriately. And either they got poor representation or their money was mishandled, in some cases embezzled, leading to lawsuits or terminations and really bad situations for those athletes. So that's one way it can go wrong. The other way is from an institutional standpoint. And unfortunately, we saw that firsthand at Chapel Hill before I got here, but that was part of the impetus for putting in a more rigorous program so that we can better understand what's going on, who's talking to our athletes, and help them avoid troubles in the future.
We're talking football right now because National Signing Day is coming up, but this conversation has to happen with basketball players as well. Do you work with all athletes, all sports that are having this conversation, and is it different from sport to sport?
I just handle football, mm-hmm. the Football Agent Advisor Program. One of my colleagues handles the basketball program, and the coaches are really involved in it as well. We want to keep them in the know, but due to the volume in football It's really a large component of my job. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And I was hired in 2012, I think, as you mentioned, and obviously that was right on the heels of the big scandal here at mm-hmm. Carolina involving football agents and amateurism violations. So we put the program in place and really focused a lot of attention on fixing that area.
What should people know about your role and about the programs that are in place now that people maybe don't?
Well, I hope student-athletes coming to Chapel Hill understand the level of resources and time that we commit to making sure that they're positioned to maximize their opportunities to go play professional football when they leave, and professional sports in general. As I said, my colleagues handle the other sports, but a lot of effort goes into helping them transition to put them in the best possible situation that we can get them in and get the information so they can make educated decisions and understand what comes next.
What's there for students who end up not going on to professional sports careers?
Well, I'm really proud of the efforts that my colleagues make in career services mm-hmm. at Carolina. We're very fortunate to have some tremendous alums and supporters around the country, but especially here in North Carolina, that have excelled in a variety of industries. And so many of those people are very active in recruiting UNC student athletes. So those are great options for professional careers outside of athletics. But coming out of North Carolina with a degree from one of the best institutions in the country, I believe our student athletes are really positioned to take advantage of a lot of different opportunities that may present themselves. So it's incumbent on the university to help them realize those opportunities, think about where they want to be down the road, and figure out how to position themselves to pursue their professional goals.
Speaking with Paul Pogge, and signing day coming up on February 6th. Again, it's an exciting time for new players that are going to be coming to Chapel Hill, exciting time for people who follow the football program, watching these new recruits coming in. It's also got to be an exciting time just for UNC in general, with kind of a new day for the Tar Heel football program. We've got a new head coach, you got a new staff. What's it like for you kind of being on the inside, watching this transition happen? What are you excited about?
Well, anytime we're involved with competition, it's exciting. Mm-hmm. And the football program has had some really exciting moments since I've been here. We've had some tremendous players come through and some really exciting games and moments. I think back to my first year when Gio Bernard ran the kickback against NC State and how much energy was
in just thinking,
stadium.
Like, were you there? Was that 2012 or was that 20? Yeah, that was 2012.
It was really one of those moments you'll never forget where you were watching that. And
I was in this parking lot right over there listening to Jones Angel on the call, I remember.
And Jones does such a fantastic job on the radio, and Eric Montross and some of the other guys that are with him on the call. But, seeing those moments in Keenan Stadium are so exciting, so fun to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And I think more and more fans are realizing what that atmosphere can mean for them in terms of lifelong memories, and coming to a beautiful venue for college football, watching an exciting brand of football, and also just being with a lot of other Tar Heel fans and enjoying the new chairbacks that we put in there. And a lot of people put a lot of effort into getting those in, but we're constantly looking for ways to enhance that fan experience so that the people who come out to support our team really enjoy their time in Keenan Stadium and get to watch a great brand of football too.
Awesome. Other things that people want to know about your role at Carolina?
Well, I'm really fortunate to work with great people there. Mm-hmm. And I point to our coaches and our athletic director first. Bubba Cunningham has done a fantastic job since he was hired in 2011. Obviously had some challenges when he came in. But if you look at what the teams have accomplished and what the department has accomplished under his leadership, I think it's really a testament to his vision, his values, and his strategy. And he's done a terrific job. So I've really been fortunate to learn a lot from Bubba and work closely with him, along with some of the colleagues on the executive team that do a tremendous job at what they do too. But when you sit in our coaches' meetings and look around the room, it's remarkable to see who's sitting in there and think about their accomplishments, whether it's Anson Dorrance with, I think it's 22 national championships. Coach Williams obviously has three. Karen Shelton just coming off her field hockey national championship. Both our lacrosse coaches, both our tennis coaches have national championships. Sylvia Hatchell has one in women's basketball. So you can just go right down the list, and it's really amazing. But to soak in the perspectives from those people that have been so successful in shaping young men and women into great athletes, great students, and great citizens, it's really neat to just listen to them. And so that's a really unique component of the job that probably not a lot of people think about every day, just going to those meetings, but it's certainly a special part of what I get to do.
Awesome. Again, National Signing Day coming up on February 6th. That is less than 2 weeks away. Paul Pogge, Associate Athletic Director, thank you so much.
Yeah, happy to do it. Thank you very much for having me. Appreciate all you guys do.